This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot, travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Here in the United States, we are alarmed by the new calls to adopt socialism in our country. America was founded on liberty and independence, and not government coercion, domination, and control. We are born free, and we will stay free.
That's an applause, Mike. Yeah. There's more. Yes, sir.
Tonight, we renew our resolve that America will never be a socialist country.
Poor Bernie. Adagio Cortez, not happy. Check the white out that they were wearing. Did you see all the Klansmen or women in that audience?
God, the suffrage movement is alive and well, apparently.
Is that what it was? I thought they were like in alignment with the Virginia governor, right? With the,
they were all doing a Clorox bleach commercial.
Wow.
In the middle of it, yeah.
So State of the Union, after the show last night, I don't know if anybody watched it, what you thought about it. Super D, specific to that statement. I mean, yeah, I like that. You know, no socialism. But the irony is, and I suppose every president should know this, is that we are already mostly a socialist nation. In many ways, we are. There's so much corporatism, right? It's not an outright, the government runs the corporations. Actually, it's fascism. The corporations run the government. But if we think about Social Security, I mean, what is that? What is Medicare? In fact, what is it? If you're in the military, you're in a socialistic setting because they provide all your meals, your clothing, your housing, you know, on and on and on. So socialism is part and parcel to the American experience these days. So I'd like to think that we aren't going to become more of a socialist country, but I'm not certain. I'm certainly glad that Trump is in office rather than Hillary Clinton. That I can say without even a moment's hesitation. And I did for a moment feel, no, I didn't actually. Bernie scowled when he said no socialism, was just Bernie being Bernie. And Ocasio-Cortez, I don't know what she's going to do at 29 when she figures out we're not supposed to be a socialist nation. Socialism is evil. Socialism is based on collectivism. And yet, Trump, by and large, put together a whammy of a so-to. Didn't he? I mean, I just like trying to inspire. He's trying to inspire, trying to build bridges, put his hands across the aisle. He even got the ladies in white clapping for themselves. So
whoever crafted this, whoever put this speech together, did a brilliant job. The speech writer deserves a raise because it was just full of curveballs. Because here's what happened. Last night, I was working on some other stuff right after the show, and I forgot that the State of the Union was on. So I go into the living room, and I'm like, it was about 30 minutes into it.
Yeah.
And I turned it on, and it was right at the point where he started talking about the economy, mm-hmm. and then talking about how women have benefited in the workforce and stuff. And it was awesome, because it was like every time he would say something mm-hmm. that you would think everybody should be happy about, right?
Right.
You could see people like Ocasio-Cortez and then some other people, and they all dressed in white, and they're like, look at each other, and they're like, are we supposed to, is it okay to clap? Wait a minute, we're not supposed to clap for Trump, but wait a minute, we probably should clap for this, right? And they're all looking at each other, looking for signals as to whether they ought to applaud. And then they got up and they applauded, and it was great, because this group of women, right, that are all protesting, basically, because they're wearing white, which is a throwback to the suffrage movement, right?
Right, right.
Suddenly, they're giving Trump this huge standing ovation. They're jumping up and down and shaking their arms in the air and doing the dance and the wave. And the optics of this, right?
Yeah.
Was great, because here's Trump giving the State of the Union, and what would be considered the opposition are giving him a cheering standing ovation.
That was not what they wanted to have happen.
No.
And, you know, the reporters are stunned, like, oh, my gosh, this is not good for us. The polls after CBS and CNN polled, 76% of viewers approved his State of the Union speech. 72% approved his immigration ideas. It was like, no, this is not what's supposed to happen.
Three out of four, man. Now, that is not the picture that's being painted by the Democrats about his approval rating.
No,
so he gives a State of the Union, and he gets an approval rating like an instant poll on CNN, of all places.
Very strange.
That is amazing.
Yeah, it's Twilight Zone material. But I want to cover a couple of things, because I don't go Lady Gaga over any State of the Union address unless they talk about individual liberty. And he did sort of talk about that in that clip, which was nice to acknowledge it. And, of course, stating, you know, outright against socialism. That's great. Again, we are now in many, many aspects of socialism are in play in America. The Constitution is a mere, I don't know if it's a flesh wound or just a suggestion, the pirate code, right? It's more of a guideline. But, you know what? We here really embrace the constitutional limitations on government. And no administration, Republican or Democrat, has really embraced it the way we would and do. So we recognize that, but at the same time, we give props where props are due. Now, I'm wondering if this is a payback, because, you know, Trump has been hard on Big Pharma. What is going on? Because he talked about a cancer situation here, a little pull at the heartstring scenario, but what was the end result of it? Let's give a listen.
Tonight, I am also asking you to join me in another fight that all Americans can get behind, the fight against childhood cancer. Many childhood cancers have not seen new therapies in decades. My budget will ask Congress for $500 million over the next 10 years to fund this critical life-saving research. To help support working parents, the time has come to pass school choice for Americans' children.
All right, so he threw school choice in there. That's fine.
Now, hold on. I, before we get that, didn't that kind of throw you off a little bit, that whole school choice thing?
It was a segue that I don't know how. Where
did that come from?
Talking childhood cancer to school choice.
School choice.
Listen, you know, this is where I go, Trump. Dude, we already know how to address childhood cancer. This is cross-generational intoxication. We're talking about a lot of the... And Monday with Dr. Bitar on the air, Advanced Medicine, we talked about the fact that the millennials are now of childbearing years. They're having children, and there's a lot of childhood cancer. Why? It's the first generation that was hammered by vaccines to the extent since the 1986 law was passed. You know, saying no liability for harm from the vaccine makers. They could kill you and you can't sue them. And suddenly it exploded the vaccination campaigns. And, of course, relationship to birth defects, relationship to cancer, they don't investigate any of it, much less basic safety and efficacy. We've talked about that. So I don't know if Trump's like a backhand deal with the research institutions to say, all right, lay off of Trump. He's given us some more money, $500 million, whatever. And then he goes and jumps the HIV shark.
In recent years, we have made remarkable progress in the fight against HIV and AIDS. Scientific breakthroughs have brought a once distant dream within reach. My budget will ask Democrats and Republicans to make the needed commitment to eliminate the HIV epidemic in the United States within 10 years. We have made incredible strides. Incredible. Together, we will defeat AIDS in America and beyond.
Easy applause, right? I think strategically, you know, when we talked about the total response and the shock that Democrats had to stand up and applaud for things, their strategy here, I'm just looking beyond the cover, so to speak, because, you know, we already know how to address AIDS. The immune deficiency is real. HIV is a scam because there's no such thing as an HIV test. And again, you throw money at that, it's very hard for the political left to hate on Trump at that moment. Much less, you know, let's fund cancer research for children. Like, who's going to be opposed to that?
Except I was so reluctant too.
They were not thrilled to have to do that. But I think strategically he comes off and goes, well, I thought he was a monster. I thought he was this, and he was actually kind of nice. He said he was going to throw money against cancer, against AIDS,
right?
And yet, I'm a grain of salt kind of guy, taking this thing with a grain of salt. I'm not trying to make excuses for the guy. I just think strategically they're getting behind the scenes and going, what can we do to defang, you know, the constant
attack? Tonight, I would like to see if you would all be in favor of the ending, the clubbing of defenseless baby seals.
Right. That was next. That was, if he had more time, that was where it was going next. So, folks, overall, it was a demeanor, and it was interesting. It was unexpected for a lot of people, especially on the left, and they're begrudgingly going, well, it wasn't as bad as I thought, right? And then they bring out the failed gubernatorial candidate from Georgia, Stacey Abrams, to do what? I'm not sure. I'm not exactly sure. The Democrats are floundering. Chucky Schumer looks like a monster in a sense, and I think any Democrat is. We've talked about it. If they're not willing to speak out against post-birth abortions, at this point, you know, you've got a demonic Democrat Party that has completely abandoned a defense of defenseless life, right? It's bad enough if you perceive abortion to what it is, the termination of life before, obviously, the baby's born, but there's life there. You know, that's a controversial subject because some people believe differently. But, come on, third trimester and afterbirth, we're still dealing now with the Democrat Party. I'm still waiting for some leadership within the Democrat Party to say, you know what? Yeah, that's too much. That's too far. And until that happens, I can't give much quarter on anything until you address that issue. You're willing to kill babies. And all the other side, the Democrats want you to mandate vaccines without exemption, no religious exemption. That's another thing. Strike against the Democrats at this point. Again, Republicans no great shakes, but man, it's not as bad as what's going on there. I can say that.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda, here's Robert.
Joined now by my good buddy Josh Hendricks and his background in family farming, going back to the tobacco days, transition to the hemp days, which we're now in, just the beginning phases of the growth of hemp is back. And, of course, we've talked numerous times over the past couple of years, in particular last year. We were both at the NoCo Hemp Expo in Colorado, and Josh, we're going to be back there together again.
Yeah, and it's moving to Denver.
Yes, it's going to be so much easier to get in and out, because remember, we had like an hour drive up north from Denver. I'm loving this. This is going to be an amazing event, NoCo Hemp Expo. Y'all, I think if I remember correctly, it was open to the public. You can get tickets and people can come and see us. We're going to be broadcasting live, and CV Sciences is going to have a booth, and I'll be broadcasting live right out there for you.
Yeah, no, it's going to be awesome. It's grown so much since the first year, 5 years ago, I guess. And now they had to move it to the state convention center, obviously, in Denver. But we're going to, last year we were kind of in the back room, Robert. This year we're
yes.
going to be out on the floor with both of our tables set up, doing both your show and my show, and having some good CV Sciences samples to hand out to all the good people. And it is open to the public. There's a business summit, I think, the day before for people that are interested in the industry. And then, obviously, consumers and retailers and all that kind of, all those kind of people can come on the weekend and attend the show and go booth hopping and get samples and learn more about hemp and CBD.
Yeah, and now there's an upcoming events tab at robertscottbell.com. You can even open the show notes. It's still there, but it's the 6th annual NoCo Hemp Expo, March 29th and 30th in Denver, Colorado. And I want to see y'all there. Now, let's talk about some of these things. CV Sciences is doing amazingly well. They've set the bar, and they've set it really high in validations, third-party verifications, identification of the plants, all of that stuff. And now that the Hemp Farm Bill is passed, there's even more growth that's happening. But there's still some state issues that haven't gotten the memo, including Texas. There's a battle for hemp in Texas. What's going on there, Josh?
So it's Texas, they just don't have a good hemp law. You probably saw the article that we finally got our bill introduced in Texas. If you go to hempsupporter.com, you can see all that stuff there. But there's been a big issue because in Dallas and then in the Fort Worth area, there was even some arrests for CBD, basically charged with marijuana. Obviously we know that's not the case and people are working furiously to get them out, of that charge. But I think the bill in Texas really opens up. I mean, Texas is huge, right? The farming, yeah. The agriculture community there could play a huge role. And people don't know Texas grows a lot of cotton. They can certainly grow a lot of hemp. There's thousands and thousands of acres out there. And so just like in other states, that, you know, the first step to any legislation is obviously growing hemp. We want every state to be able to operate under the new farm bill and grow hemp. And in that, just like we did in Kentucky and just like we're trying to do in other states, and just like we did with the farm bill, there's language that defines hemp products and they're, you know, therefore makes those hemp products legal as long as they're less than 0.3% THC.
So are we still dealing with, for instance, legislators in Texas that really are clueless about this? I mean, we've talked about certain areas where they just don't know. And you're like, what, have they not been paying attention?
Yeah, it's funny. I've met with a couple of legislators in Texas in my trips there. Not at the Capitol. A couple guys went during our roundtable meetings. But we have a great lobbyist there, Wendy Foster, and she's really connected. But, you know, it's Texas. You can imagine there's a little bit of backwardsness to it. I think getting people to understand what hemp is, just like Senator McConnell and some of the folks in D.C., it took us a lot longer than people think. It seems like it was just yesterday, but it's been a long 5 years.
Yes.
So I think the Texas folk are just a little confused. They're definitely anti-marijuana, so you have to play the game, you know, the whole, hey, this is a totally separate issue. This is agriculture. This is good. And then once you start talking about numbers, our ag commissioner, Ryan Quarles, just came out with an estimate today in an article. He testified in front of the House here in Kentucky and said that in 2017, there was $17 million of hemp sold from the state of Kentucky, and they expect that the 18 numbers to increase 300%. So, you know, when you start throwing those numbers out there, then the people that may be stuck in their ways, or however you want to put it, their ears starts to perk up a little bit.
You mean we could be growing this in our state instead of importing it from Kentucky? I mean, yeah, again, this is a transformation when suddenly the dollar signs start flowing, the agricultural community is benefited. And once again, you know, when we talk about farming practices, I love what Rodale Institute is doing in ensuring that we can learn how to best to grow things pesticide-free, organic quality, you know, removing some of these industrial agricultural commodities, like we talk about corn and soy. And corn, of course, is being used for fuel. I think we could use hemp for fuel much more economically and, of course, without the needed subsidies that they get. But we've got a lot more to talk about, including another state, Ohio. A lot of health freedom going on there, but a lot of dunderheaded legislators or cops, perhaps, that don't or haven't gotten a memo on the farm bill. We're going to talk about that and maybe revisit what's going on with the truckers in Oklahoma transporting hemp, hopefully safely, next time.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says most areas under ISIS control have been eliminated in Syria and Iraq.
Critically, ISIS also now lacks a significant territorial base from which to launch terrorist attacks against other countries. recruit foreign fighters, and spread havoc across the region.
Addressing foreign ministers of the Global Coalition to Defeat ISIS at the State Department today, the president also insisted that ISIS has been decimated, and the president thanked our troops. Milwaukee police say the officer shot and killed while serving a warrant this morning was a 17-year veteran of the force. Assistant Chief Michael Brunson says shots were fired as police came into contact with two people. One of the suspects was taken into custody. Your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow fell 21 points to close at 25,390. The NASDAQ was down 27. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
2 hours a day, 6 days a week here live on the air, and it's the home on broadcast radio syndication, GCN, GCN Live. And, of course, you can listen to us later on. GCN Live is at Archive, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, UK Health Radio, and YouTube now. We are streaming simulcast, and this is a lot of fun, especially when I get together with my buddy Josh Hendricks. And we're going to get together again, guess where? At the NoCo Hemp Expo. And we'll be broadcasting the Robert Scott Bell Show live. And guess what? Josh has the Hemp Happy Hour. And he's going to be going live as well, recording some things. And let everybody know, Josh, how to listen to the Hemp Happy Hour.
So I actually do it live every, well, not every Tuesday because I'm not always here, but when I'm in town, I do it live from, on Tuesdays from 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern on LexingtonCommunityRadio.org at the 93.9 Listen Live button. If you're in Lexington, Kentucky, you can obviously listen on 93.9, but it's a low-power community radio station, but it gives me a chance to then, you know, take that recording, put it on iTunes, SoundCloud, and hemphappyhour.com and have all the episodes there. I think I've done about 55 in a little over 2 years.
And yeah, I was on one of them and you didn't get canceled. That was the best news.
Yeah, exactly right. No, they love it down there. There's all kinds of cool shows, you know, women empowerment, local music shows, things like that. So it's a cool little spot. It's nice to go and get it over with. You know, when you're recording podcasts, it can become much more time consuming than just an hour.
Sure, of course. By the way, folks, if you want to know where we get our CBD oil, we get it from CB Sciences, plus CBDOil.com, P-L-U-S, CBDOil.com. If you can't get it at a local health food store, I can't imagine you can at this point. It's in all of them, just about. But if you want to order direct, there's a code RSB15, gets you 15% off if you'd like to order direct. I've got the CBD oil extra strength, the topical, which I love and we utilize every day. But in Ohio, I don't know what's going on in Ohio. We see a lot of back and forth, start and stop, and another battle for hemp in Ohio. What's the latest there?
Well, so it's kind of opposite of Texas, because in Ohio, they have medical marijuana now. So there's a lot of the marijuana folks saying, whoa, we want to be the CBD suppliers to this awesome marketplace that's enjoying things like Plus CBD in their grocery stores. And it's just confused a lot of people. And then, recently, the Department of Agriculture in Ohio embargoed some hemp products that were as a CBD seltzer water. And essentially, both the CBD seltzer water company and the Department of Agriculture kind of made it seem like all hemp products, including hemp soaps, were now illegal in Ohio, which baffled us, obviously, because that makes no sense. And it turns out that the CBD seltzer water just had, you know, a manufacturing issue, but then because it says CBD on it, the person serving that embargo thought, oh, it's all these products. You have all these products that have CBD on it. It's just a massive confusion. But even with the Board of Pharmacy case and with the Department of Ag in Ohio, our crack law team, as the article on hempsupporter.com says, basically started researching Ohio law and found a trigger in their law that says when the federal government changes anything from their controlled substance list, so does Ohio. Essentially, they don't have to do anything. It's an automatic trigger.
Wow.
So hemp's no longer a controlled substance. And guess what? Those are all hemp products that they're messing with, whether it's the Board of Pharmacy or the Department of Ag. So we sent that letter to them this morning. I think you're going to see certainly a change in their tune, similar to what happened in Indiana, where they basically say, okay, we understand there's no a moratorium in Indiana, but basically say, okay, it's going to continue, but we do need to get legislation passed in Ohio so that they can grow hemp and define hemp products as well. And we're already working on that before all this happened. So Ohio's an interesting debacle.
Well, it's an easy remedy or easy fix relative to some of them out there. By the way, we have linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com a direct links to hempsupporter.com, the U.S. Hemp Roundtable. And for you Ohioans, there's a link in that article where you can just take it right there and let your state representative or senator know to support the legislation to, stop this as well. With the article we talked about out of Texas, same thing. We've got a link up to get to hempsupporter.com for you in Texas. We got lots of listeners there talking about this House Bill 1325, to get that through. So again, there's some legislative action and action on the state level that you can take, and that's where we really can make a difference here. All the things that we've seen on the federal level have been much slower in coming. As you said, the 5 years working with Mitch McConnell and those folks, when people think, wow, blink of an eye, it happened. Well, by the time it happened, it felt fast. But in reality, if you had been through it all these years, you're like, when are we going to ever get through this?
Well, and the hilarity of the situation is when we passed the 2013 Farm Bill in February of 2014, we were so happy to get that language in there. But the whole thought was, okay, this will be great. Now we have a couple of years and we'll get a standalone hemp bill passed. And that obviously never happened, which is why it ended up coming in the farm bill almost 5 years later.
Right. And that was also mentioned in the State of the Union last night, the farm bill, as a bipartisan effort. And, we talk about things that can bring left and right together. I think, one of those things is hemp, is cannabis. It's a peaceful plant and it can bring about very peaceful things. So again, that's evidence that this is something that is of God, honestly, that's just my perspective, but you'll say it's good. And this is what we want to continue to get this out there in the right forms. And Josh, once again, it's explosive growth. There's so many new players in the field. As you said, like, people with money are going, hey, what can I throw at this at, right? And it's an investment that they feel like are going to get a big return, and we've seen the growth. So there's a lot of opportunity. Once again, though, my concern for everybody out there is that, you know, when I take any kind of product, including a hemp product, a CBD product, I want to know that I'm getting what I expect to be getting each and every time, not haphazardly. It's this one dime, it's that, the other. And so, can you relate to me about the commitment from CV Sciences, what they've been doing? Just a reminder, or maybe for our new listeners that aren't aware of that.
Yeah, you know, so obviously we take quality control very seriously. We knew entering the dietary supplement space that you had to do that to begin with, but also being that this was new and gray and all that good stuff that came along with it for the past 5 years, we really wanted to dot our I's and cross our T's in every aspect of it. So we control the whole process from seed to shelf. We contract farmers that are very good at what they do, but they do it to our specs, under our conditions, and we're doing the same thing now here in the U.S. that we did before we could do that in the U.S. And they grow it, then we contract a facility that dries all the moisture content out of it. That material then is taken to a CO2 extraction facility that's GMP certified, which is a big deal in the contract manufacturing world, and ISO certified as well. And then that material comes to our labs, which have been certified by every agency possible, including the new U.S. Hemp Authority, which is going to be a seal of approval on consumer products, but also on materials and things like that for the mass industries. And we then formulate all of our products or all of our oils, and then we use contract manufacturers to make the tinctures and the soft gels and all that kind of stuff that, again, are GMP, FDA, all the different certifications have to line up, which is how we're able to get that hemp authority seal. And then once it gets that way, once it's on the shelf, you know, everybody knows it's been tested every time along the way. We probably perform more in-house testing than any company in the country in terms of CBD, just because we have so many batches and so many different SKUs, so many different versions of our products, if you will, that we have to. And every bottle has a batch number on it. There's a QR code on there now that you can – I didn't know QR codes still existed, but they do.
yeah.
It takes you to a website. Mm-hmm. And you can put in your batch number and the type of, you know, if it's a gold soft gel or whatever, and then you put in your batch number, you can see all the test results from that particular batch and understand, obviously, the THC levels are below 0.3, but also how much CBD is in there, the fact that there's no heavy metals, no pesticides, all that stuff is gonna show up on that result once you do that there. And it was Indiana that made us do that, but in the long run, that's just a benefit to the consumer for everybody. We weren't going to do it just for Indiana. Obviously, you ship all over the country. So now every product has it.
I don't mean to put you on the spot, Josh, but now that you're president of the U.S. Hemp Roundtable, Super Don, shame on you for not having Hail to the Chief ready when we brought President Josh Hendricks.
I think I was the only one that didn't want to do it.
Right? So that's how it happens. Exactly. You know, everybody take a step forward if you want to volunteer to be president. And everybody took a step backward except Josh stood just right there in place. You're hired.
Yeah, I kind of looked around and thought, okay, I'll do it for 1 year.
All right. Excellent. Well, are there other companies striving or that you know of taken to that step? Again, this is why I really appreciate and respect CV Sciences, because they've taken this seriously from the beginning. It wasn't about just jumping on a bandwagon. It was about, we're in this for the long haul. We got to do it right. We got to set the stage and set the bar, as you said. And I want to see other companies do it. I believe in a free market at the same time. You know, I want people to be able to grow this stuff at their home, for goodness sake. But at the same time, I'd like to see more companies stepping it up so that we have consistency in this dietary supplement product.
Yeah, and that's kind of where the authority comes in. Obviously, the authority is a sister organization that came out of the U.S. Hemp Roundtable, where a lot of the leading companies, you can see that list of companies on there, said, look, we got to get out in front of this thing. You know, we want to set industry standards, and it's not perfect. We're going to improve on it every year going forward and how we audit, how we do different things. But we want it to be available to everyone. So whether you're a small mom-and-pop business that, you know, makes your own hemp products at home on your farm or whatever, or you're a big company like CV Sciences, then you can get that seal of approval and show that you're making quality products, you're doing the right thing. If you are testing and growing it properly, processing it properly, using the proper facilities that are licensed properly, or certified properly, I mean. And mm-hmm. so that, you know, that kind of gives everybody an opportunity. And so we want as many people to get the seal of approval as possible. It's not a, oh, we want to, you know, we want to hide it from the rest of the world. We hope that thousands of companies go through the process and get the seal of approval because it just helps legitimize the industry that much more.
Yeah. One more question on the farming front. I know that you've been supplying via the Netherlands, very clean source, good quality for many years. Again, we're excited about more growth happening in the United States. And how's that transition going to be able to source more locally?
Yeah, so we won't grow anymore in Europe unless something goes wrong, basically. I mean, that'll always be an option for everybody globally. But we'll grow a little bit this year just because we're scaling up and down at the same time. But in 2020, we'll be fully transitioned to the U.S. I definitely believe that.
Great.
Because of the Farm Bill, you know, you talked about that, there's been all this money sitting on the sidelines that was waiting on, you know, sitting on G waiting on O, and just like the dinner I'm about to walk into. Now all these people are calling me going, hey, where's the gap? You know, should I start a CBD brand? I'm like, get in line.
Yeah.
I say that my girlfriend started a CBD brand, but, getting people to understand that there's thousands of CBD brands, and then they come and say, what about a CBD water? It's like, okay, are you in the water business? No. You don't know anything about hemp either? Okay, I probably wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
But the drying, the mechanized harvesting, the automation.
Right, there are gaps to fill. Hang on just a couple of more minutes before he's got to run to dinner. We'll talk on the break to Josh Hendricks. Go to, U.S. Hemp Supporter, right?
Hempsupporter.com.
Yeah, hempsupporter.com. And listen to him on the Hemp Happy Hour as well. We'll be right back.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, questions coming in through the YouTube chat room. Jack Benny says, RSB, are you ever going to come to the Spokane, Washington area? I know it's Spokane, but Spokane. And just like the River Thames, we get to call it what we want because we don't live there. Anyway, I've been to Spokane, and it's been a while, but I don't know. Invite me. Are there any wealthy benefactors that want to fly me in, and we'll do something. Otherwise, maybe reach out to the stores there that carry the bioactive silver hydrosol I use, and sometimes they can put a word in to our friends at Sovereign Silver. They might want to do an event. So, but other upcoming events, Super Don, you've got the events tab.
The events tab, or the events page, upcoming events at robertscottbell.com, if you want to get plugged into what we got going on here. And man, there's so much going on, you don't want to miss this stuff. Going on right now, we've got the Women's Heart Health Summit, which you can sign up, it's free and online. Mm-hmm. Coming up, I guess, what is this, the 18th, coming up on the 18th, the Immune Defense Summit. Mm-hmm. Where you want to talk, you want to learn about that. We've got coming up February 28th, a webinar that Dr. Roshan Batar is going to be putting on called Autism Defined, Facts on Autism Launch. You can sign up for that. We've got the Thyroid Reset Summit. We've got the NoCo Hemp Expo in Denver, Colorado, March 29th and 30th. Which you're going to be broadcasting from there, is that right?
That's right. I will be broadcasting and recording stuff for the following Sunday because it's a Friday-Saturday event. So we'll be live that Friday evening. Whoever at GCN wants to claim the CBD gifts, parting prizes, as they say, you're going to be there live. And like I did last year, I had great interviews on that Saturday. We aired on Sunday. So we'll have all that going on. Yeah.
So here, let me take a deep breath.
Total
health. Total Health in Canada coming up in April 12th to 14th. We've got the Chronic Lyme Disease Summit. We've got the Perimenopause Summit, which you're speaking at, right? No, never mind. Just kidding.
No. Perry the Platypus, baby.
Yes. Autism One coming up in May. The Advanced Medicine Conference coming up in May as well. And anything new that we don't have at this time will be added to that page, so make sure you check it out and sign up for the newsletter. That will be going out in the next day or two.
Okay. Now, I need some space.
That brings X-Files there.
stories happening. He's like visceral. You can hear it. You go, oh my gosh, what's going to happen this episode? Well, apparently a Harvard scientist says, he's an astronomer, he says, alien ship may be among us already. And there's grumbling from his peers, criticism from his peers. But this, honest to goodness, Harvard astronomer says, there's an alien ship among us. And I don't know if it's here legally. Check with Donald Trump.
You know, I don't think that's
what?
I don't think that's impossible. You know, I mean, there's some people, and you probably disagree with me, because you think we haven't had contact yet, right? If I remember correctly.
You know, I haven't said
you're
we haven't
skeptical.
Had contact. No, no, I'm more skeptical
it, no?
of the NASA space program, because there's a dark, deep space program that's different. You know, the black ops, the stuff that you don't see, it's not on the books. The Skunk Works, the stuff, Area 51. There's stuff going on that you have no idea. NASA's just toying with the Velcro. That's it.
Yes. Well, I remember, was it last year, this guy initially made his first statement, and it made the news. Because, listen, I mean, you know, anytime a Harvard astronomer says that there's aliens, people are going to take notice. And so apparently he got some pushback from his colleagues saying, hey, you know what? You're nuts. What are you doing this? You know, you're making us look bad here. And so he doubled down, apparently. And he says, you know, look, that he thinks that there may be aliens among us already. Now, I am not going to say it's impossible. Probable?
Listen. Shape-shifting lizard people, Al Gore. It's possible. It's
don't
really possible.
Don't call Alex Jones on us now. but look, I think alien life exists. I believe it exists. I think it's crazy to think that we're like the only ones in the entire universe that exist. But there's
the
a lot of
one.
Debate over whether, you know, that's
the alien
that
ship, as
with.
I talk about, has to be like a Stargate kind of ship. Because, again, unless the aliens have shielding technology and faster than light speed, which would automatically...
That would make them smarter than us, which I think is entirely possible.
Listen, I'm telling you, the only doubt that I have about aliens on this rock is they arrive and they go, no intelligent life here, let's move on, right? They haven't figured it out. Consciousness, not so good. Although those of you listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show accepted in that context, because your consciousness is wonderful. We love having you here. Thanks for being here. Next hour, Outside the Box with Paul Bertero. Yeah, baby. TMB is busy. We'll talk about it coming up after the break, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.